Welcome to the Debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here, and before we get started, the last episode with Kitty Flanagan, the sound audio wasn't great, but the according to the producer, actually put out a second edition version, which is much, much better. So if you struggled to listen to it as I did, the new version, it's on my Twitter feed and Facebook, is much better, and it is worth listening to, because Kitty Flanagan, once she starts talking about lollies, it's fascinating. But anyway, there's a bit of admin. I never do admin on this show, but welcome to the studio that is my car, Ben Knight.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you for having me.
You had to sit through my admin, which is unusual.
That's good. I was impressed.
We're just sitting outside the Mantra Bar in Yarraville, which is this used to be an industrial hub around
Apparently,
here.
There's bikies behind us.
Yeah, there's a few bikey... I used to live around here. There's a few bikey club rooms in Yarraville.
Yeah, right.
Because, of course, this was an area that was, used to be very, you know... they used to call it Smellyville or something like that, because it smelled a lot because of all the factories around here.
Yeah, right.
And the only people that would hang out here were bikies.
Yeah.
All the traditional working class ethnic types, Greeks, okay. Yugoslavs, you know, and then, you know, working class Anglo-Saxon people. And then when I bought a house... Well, I haven't done it anymore, but years ago, all the young professionals moved in, Ben, and it's all changed the area.
Gentrified it all.
Gentrified.
Like Fitzroy, and Footscray's going that way as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're not far from Footscray. Yeah, right. It happens all around the world. Well, you go to Perth, it's the same. You go to London, it's the same.
I was in West Harlem.
Oh, wow.
Like in 2014, and it was getting... that hipsters were taking over that as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Insane. Yeah.
I'd love to go. I haven't been to Harlem.
Oh, it was the best. I joined a gym there, and there was so many jacked Puerto Ricans and African Americans. And then they heard my accent. They called me Thor. Hey, Thor, you want a spot, Thor? I was like, yeah, bro, that's sick. There was one dude who was jacked. He had Coke bottle glasses, like real thick glasses, so jacked. And I said, what's your job? And he's like, I'm an opera singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, opera singer. He wasn't taking the piss or anything. He was just like, that's what he did, because it's New York.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I suppose they would call you Thor, because you look. You could be a Hemsworth.
They're not
redheads, are they? Are they redheads?
They're not redheads, and they're hot. There's no way.
Come on, mate. The women love you. Look at you tonight. We're at this gig, and the guy running it said, "Oh, it's a bit of a tough crowd," but you went on and smashed it.
That was all right.
They were good. Yeah, I think a crowd like that were very... they were a bit older. They was kind of very... what's the word? Diverse. It was a mum and dad with their kid there.
Yeah,
she was like a 16-year-old.
Oh, was she?
She was a high school kid.
I was trying to work it all out. Some teacher there was giving me shit. Did he say he was a doctor?
He just told us he was a doctor.
Just taking the piss out of me. He was the worst dressed doctor I've ever
seen. I know. That's what I said. I said, he just looked like a homeless man.
Yeah.
It's like, what sort of doctor is he? Doctor Saxophone, or maybe he's one of those fake doctors.
Oh, doctor of... yeah, because you can get a doctorate in anything these days, can't
my
you?
Brother, one of my brothers has got a doctorate in something. As my mum would say, he's not a real doctor.
Yeah.
Like not a real doctor.
Like a chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
They put doctor in front of
everything.
There was some dude, some guy, Access Consciousness dude, that called himself a doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he was like some offshoot of Scientology. That my ex was into, and I was like, oh god, you need to get out of that.
Extricate yourself from that, if that's the right word. Now I'm trying to remember where I first met you, Ben. Now, for people that know Ben, he's a big redhead guy, very funny man.
Thank you, mate.
What was that show you're on? The Warriors.
ABC show The Warriors. And
you've done Up Late and stuff, haven't you? And
wasn't on Up Late. No, I haven't got one of those. What's... if anyone's listening from the comedy
put Ben
festival,
Knight on,
bloody throw me on, or give us a crack. I was on The Warriors on ABC.
Which was a drama comedy kind of show.
Yeah, drama comedy. And The Merger with Damien Cullen.
That's right.
And I got a small role in Judy and Punch.
Oh, wow.
I was like a Scottish ruffian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, then you got versatility, because you sing and stuff as well.
A little bit. It's kind of singy, rappy stuff.
Because I remember when you're from Queensland originally, is that right?
Yes. Correct, Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
So you grew up on the Sunshine Coast.
That's
did you start comedy in Queensland, or...?
So how I got into it was I always played like music, like singer-songwriter sort of stuff, and then I went travelling, and I was in like a Guatemalan school in the middle of nowhere, like literally on top of a mountain with like a school with about 16 kids, and I just started changing like my singer-songwriter songs to like... funny stuff.
Wow.
And then when I went traveling, I'd sing them in hostels.
Yeah.
And people started laughing. And so I came home and went in Raw Comedy and then loved it. And then I went
the Queensland yeah, state yeah, edition. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Went all right. Went, got in the state finals. It was the I did songs and it was they're the worst songs ever. Net looking back now, but then I went to New York and watched some comedy. I was like, oh man, I got to do. I love it.
Yeah.
Because I always record. Like I remember seeing you on like gala and that sort of stuff. Yeah. And so like I used to record the gala like on VHS and watch it back. Like I always loved it. This is a bloody dream come true. Look at this. Look at the front of a mantra with
Dave O'Neill. The guy just told us he was a teacher, but he was actually a doctor. The fucker. Because I'm trying to remember when I first met you, but I remember I was working with Chrissy Swan.
Yeah.
And she knew you from the Sunshine Coast.
Well, she was good friends with my ex.
That's right.
Yeah. And so.
And your ex was on, I don't know if you talk about it, your ex was on Max.
Married at First Sight.
She was Heidi?
Heidi, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
She's lovely. I don't know her. She seemed like a lovely person.
She is lovely. She is lovely. She's doing radio now on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, it's worked. Chrissy said it's worked out really well for her.
She's crushing it, yeah.
But I remember Chrissy said, "There's a guy, one of my friends is moving down from Queensland, Ben Knight, and he's very funny. You got to put him on at the Grandview." She said, "Did I put you on?"
You did.
Yeah, I did.
You're
that's
so
right.
Lovely. Yeah, you're so lovely. Yeah. I put it on and I was shitting myself because it was you, Hannah Gadsby, Ben Lomas, and Glenn Robbins.
Yeah,
right. And I'm sitting there going like, what the? What? I'm so... Yeah, I was shitting myself.
That's funny. Hannah used to go on at the Grandview a bit. I remember one time Cal Wilson was sick and she rang me up and I rang up Hannah and Hannah filled in for her.
Oh, really?
And she brought a dog on stage.
I remember she was headlining. But
no, she was very... Oh, she was a killer. She's killer
so
stand-up.
Good. And then watching Glenn Robbins. Watching everyone. I was... just blown away.
And then I heard you started doing gigs and all the guys in Melbourne really liked you, like Carl Chandler and all those guys, and I didn't realise it was the same Ben Knight, that it was you. And then when I saw you at gigs I went, oh my god, it's that guy from Queensland.
I started to just practice, like get immersed in it and start practicing my writing heaps and just try to get better at it.
Did you find Melbourne clicky or when you moved here? Or
A little bit with, not really. Everyone was really nice, but it's little tiny bits. But
it's interesting because you're very you're the classic guy when you look on stage. You're the guy that the girls want to be with and the guys want to hang out with and have a beer. I reckon you've got that on your side.
Wow, that is a very lovely thing.
I reckon
you
you've got that on your side, yeah, and I reckon
I'll take it, but I don't know if that's true.
But and also you don't have any of those. A lot of comics have, you know, they're just some of them a bit annoying.
Yeah.
A lot of that pushy, you're not like that. You're kind of very cool and calm.
Oh, thanks, mate. This
so
is
I reckon
great.
I reckon it's like therapy.
I need to do this after every single gig. I feel amazing.
I reckon that helped. Did you do any of the Queensland gigs?
I did a couple. So I did about 14 gigs, 14, 15 gigs.
But that can be brutal.
It was so brutal. Tim Hewitt's got such a funny joke about it. He says it's like he used to do it at like Gold Coast, and there'd be like dudes with like Oakley wraparound sunnies and then like the dog, the greyhounds on in the corners.
Yeah, and it's often free machines. To get in too.
Yeah. It was just, yeah. He calls it, what was it, the Bermuda Triangle of male depression. It was just like pokies, greyhounds and Oakley.
Fantastic.
It was, it's such a funny joke. He's great.
Is he the one that goes, he was a DJ and a personal trainer?
He's funny, he's great. He's another Queen.
Queensland. I reckon the Queensland open mic circuit apparently is just the hardest one in Australia.
It's brutal. It's so brutal. But love it.
Because in Perth, I think they're quite supportive of each other.
Oh, it's crazy. I just went to Perth about 3 or 4 months ago. Far out. It was just, it's electric.
Yeah, it was good.
So fun. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. That those smaller cities can either be really good or like harsh as...
I think
Queensland is a bit...
Well, we did the Melbourne Roadshow. We did the roadshow for the comedy festival. And so we went to like heaps of really small towns. And it was so interesting. Some of them were like... We did Colac twice.
Oh, yeah.
Colac twice for some reason. Yeah. The first time it was real... It was hot and it was full. And the second time we went back, Susan from the festival director... she came and there was like about 20 or 30 people.
Oh, Jesus. That's what you want. Was it in a theatre or just in a hall?
Yeah, it was kind of like a weird little theatre. Yeah. It was kind of like I think it was.
When you go on that road show and you do like Broken Hill and you go, oh, this is going to be a great theatre. And you turn up, it's just like the fucking hall. It's a hall.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a guy putting an old guy putting out plastic seats, and you're like, oh, so I thought I was performing good. In a theatre.
So good.
But they are fun.
Oh, so fun.
They are fun.
So fun. Yeah, it can get brutal though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it is interesting because some acts also. So you're pretty mainstream. Your comedy's pretty as we saw tonight. It appeals to a wide. But sometimes, like, you get comics that aren't used to those town hall type crowds.
Yeah. Well, you got to like. It's funny. It's interesting.
You've got to adapt a bit, actually.
Yeah. What gear works in, like, the very progressive, artsy, inner-city Melbourne. And then if you take that, I don't know, 20, 30 kilometres outside, they're like, mate, well, I don't want to care. I don't care about your lattes. And doing real meta comedy.
They don't get it. And you're an ex-teacher. You talk about teaching a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a new show called Teacher coming out this festival.
Cool.
Melbourne Festival. Yeah, so.
You were primary school, weren't you?
Primary school, yeah. Yeah.
Do you still do emergency teaching occasionally?
Yeah. I'm still registered.
Oh, yeah.
So I still do substitute teaching every now and then, which is cool. I love it.
Well, you know, also, you're a big guy and you can play the guitar. That'd be very handy, I reckon.
That helps heaps. That helps so much.
I would. I mean, I studied to be a teacher and I. I don't know, how old, did you go straight from school to teacher's college?
Pretty much, I did like a year of science and then I changed to teaching.
Yeah. I was too immature to teach. I was 20 when I finished the course. I was still a virgin. It was what's the point of getting your first job when you haven't had your first route? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point?
I remember
everyone was filling out the forms going, oh, I'm going to go to Ballarat and teach. I just went, I'm not even filling them out.
That's so funny.
I'm not even going.
So you got your degree?
Yeah. I finished my diploma, it was back then, and I just went, oh,
I'm out.
Well, I found teaching rounds really hard. I found the country ones easy. I went to country teaching.
Yeah.
But the city ones, the kids, I was 17 on my first teaching round.
Jeez, that's so really young. I was young. I was like 24, I think. Oh, 23 or 24. I was like,
I was 20 when I finished the course, and I was just like, fuck, I'm never doing that. Now I could do it because I've done 30 years of stand-up. I could easily do it.
Oh, you'd crush it.
Yeah.
The country gigs are real. Because I taught in a Indigenous community for 2 years up north, and that was so fun.
Yeah, that would be good.
So it was wild, but it was...
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend went up there. She's up... Oh, anyway, look, my very first girlfriend is up there teaching somewhere, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Was that your first route?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's
I did that in inverted commas, but no one can see.
Yes, it was. And good memories. Good memories.
Get your hand off my leg, please.
Yeah, good memories. Oh, God, yeah, and she's up there. She's loving it, apparently.
Still up there?
Look, I don't know. I gave out my book tonight, The Summer of 82, and I talk about her in my book. When I first met her, she was quite alternative.
Yeah.
And she was dressed up as... She used to dress up as, like, Boy George, Hazy Fantasy.
Great.
This was the 80s, the mid-80s. Oh, and...
the golden years.
And, you know, Marilyn, or, you know, very flamboyant dresser. And, she just sent me a message, and it just said, I never dressed up as Boy George. And that was it. That was the extent
when
of the message.
When did she send you that message?
After the book came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never dressed up as Boy George.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure you did. Anyway, then we got a conversation.
Right.
She said, I'm up teaching in an Aboriginal community.
Oh, did you know where?
No, I don't know where. I don't know. I've no
North
idea.
Queensland?
No, Northern Territory somewhere.
Ah, oh, NT. Man. Yeah, nice.
Oh, Northern Territory. But that is a different world up there, isn't it?
It is.
You
crazy.
go up there and go, well, this is like a different planet compared to Melbourne or Adelaide.
Oh,
where am
so
I?
So different. We did a gig in Darwin and it was actually great, but it was...
Yeah. Oh, I did a park in Kalgoorlie the other week for a mining company for the super pit.
We went to the super pit.
Yeah.
It is.
It's amazing.
It is a big pit.
It's like watching something that the Incas built or something like that. Like, what the fuck is this?
I remember some people saying, oh, you want to go see the super pit? And I'm like, what's the super pit? And they're like, oh, it's just a massive hole. I'm like, oh, I want to see a massive hole. And then you get there and you're like, wow, it's a massive hole.
Pretty impressive.
And it's...
Oh, this gig was hilarious in a park. And the closest person was 30 feet away from me. And I said, you got to come close to the stage. They had awards to give out. You got to come close to the stage. This guy comes up, he's got a bow tie. And I go, oh, you'd be the local politician. And he was.
No
and I
way.
Go, so like National Party? He's like, nah, lower than that. I'm like, Liberal Party? He's like, nah, lower than that. I'm like, Clive Palmer? He's like, nah, mate. He was One Nation.
Oh, great.
And I'm like, I thought he was joking. Of course, he wasn't joking. He was a nice guy, actually.
Yeah, right.
And then And then they had their awards, and this band, a local band called Powder Keg, had to go on, right? And they were older than me, these guys, and the woman goes, just do some jokes, do 10 minutes before Powder Keg while they set up. So they were setting up behind me, right?
Yeah.
And the joke, and everyone's just wanting to get a drink, and they're not listening. And I go, oh, look, anyway, here's Powder Keg. The guy goes, we're not ready. I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know. Have a break. Have a break. And he goes into the mic. She thought Dave O'Neill would have more jokes than this.
I'm like, fuck, hell. Brutal.
So anyway, I'm just like, oh, fuck, I want to go back to the motel. And then the woman goes, well, you got to go back on because Powder Keg need a break. I'm like, what do you mean they need a break? She goes, well, they're old guys. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right.
Jesus.
So this was about, I don't know, 10 o'clock. Anyway, they're really nice people. But anyway, so I said to the guy from Powder Keg, can I play your bass? He's like, yeah. And so I played the bass a bit while they had their break. Because I played the bass a bit.
Yeah.
And then I just went in the crowd and did Vox Pops with it, and they loved that.
Oh, so good.
The things you do.
Oh, as an MC, I just had to, how's this for an MC gig? I just had to MC Oktoberfest on the God. Gold Coast.
Oh, what was that like?
It was as bad as you.
Oh, I think God. Those ones you just go, well, I'm not actually going to do any comedy. Did you do any comedy?
I tried to.
It was no good.
Kind of. I just said, like, because it was huge. This tent was massive.
Yeah.
They wanted to do a beard competition. And so there was two stages. I was on this one big one, and they did a beard competition. And what was it? A beard competition? So some other weird competition. It was just, like, dire. And I looked
over. Wet T-shirt?
No, but that's the thing. I was looking over at the other stage, which had the DJ, and they were doing wet T-shirt competition.
Oh, really?
And Miss Oktoberfest. And I'm stuck with these old geriatrics playing the bells. Like they, you know, slapping their legs and Lead playing Housen. The bells.
Lead Housen, yeah,
I
love
They're
it.
They're doing German dance, and I'm looking over. I got the funniest video. Oh, God. And these guys were going, and there's like a wet T-shirt of Miss Oktoberfest over on the other stage. And I was just like,
you earn your money,
cracking up laughing. Yeah, it was. It was pretty dire.
I love those ones where you go and you go, oh, I'm going to be here for 5 hours.
I was there for 9 hours.
Oh, fuck.
I was there for nine hours, and it was one of my mates that ran it. I was just like, oh, my God. Some girl tried to rip the microphone off me.
Yep.
Saying
that happened at Kalgoorlie. A guy came and tried to grab the mic. Stop talking about bushfires. I'm like, I'm not talking about bushfires. You're talking about bushfires. You look like Chopper Reed, this guy. I'm like, I'm not talking about bushfires.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, man, the things we do.
The things you do.
Well, you listen to The Debrief here with Ben Knight. We'll be back after this. Okay, we're back on The Debrief. And, Ben, I ask everyone these questions. What went well tonight and why?
What went well? I'm trying to think of a new joke that kind of landed. Oh, Ginger Muhammad kind of didn't
Ginger
go.
Ginger Muhammad.
It went okay. Yeah, I taught a Ginger Muhammad.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah, oh, so good. But it's so good in Melbourne. Like, it's for the first
time. So his name was Muhammad, but he was a ginger.
He was a full ginger. And he wasn't like, so in the gag, like, he wasn't like a mixed race, like a little bit of auburn in his hair, full ginger. And his name was Muhammad. Like, I love doing it because, like, everyone's very progressive, especially in Melbourne. And they're like, ooh, like, ginger's funny, but Muhammad, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
So, like, it's fun trying to.
So the further out you get, the less I'll care.
Yeah, but it's fun trying to break down.
Yeah.
Like, why that's funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, I'm obsessed by names too. Because you do stuff about names.
Yeah, I love names.
Because you're
a
teacher. I love names too.
God,
and
so
I love,
many
you know,
names.
Yeah, I love meeting I met a young Gary the other night. A 28 year old Gary.
I taught a 6 year old Bruce.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
How good's that? He was instantly my favourite.
Well, I didn't even do my routine. I forgot to do it about how my son. It says about the Avengers movies and all my teenagers, like, they're not for you, these movies, they're for my generation. I'm like, yeah, but they've all got old names because they were written in the 70s. Because there was like the Hulk's Bruce,
yeah,
the Hulk's Bruce and Iron Man's Tony. And the best one is Captain Marvel, the beautiful blonde, she's Carol.
Carol, she's too. Carol,
God, and the Flash is Barry Allen.
Bruce Wayne?
I've got a root. Yeah, Bruce. There's Bruce a few Wayne. Bruces.
There's heaps of Bruces.
I've got to retain about it. I've got to remember the
Peter. Peter Parker?
Peter. Don't worry, I looked them all up. That's and some so of them good. Are quite. The Ant-Man's got a funny name, too.
What's
Ant-Man? I didn't pick you for a Marvel nerd, but you probably you might know.
I'm a Marvel nerd. I love it. Love it all. Star Wars, everything.
Yeah, what is Ant-Man's name? It's not. It's like, oh, I'm going to go. Yeah, Ant-Man's real name is like, it's a weird one. It's like,
yeah.
It's not George or something, is it? What is it?
There's someone at home yelling it out, going like,
come on,
it's,
you idiots.
It's this dickhead.
Yeah, come on, you idiots. Because you did another gig before this tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a corporate, a teacher corporate. It was kind of, it was real fun.
With Nick Capper, who you live with.
Nick Capper, love him. It's he's
been a very quite regular Scott Lang.
Scott Lang, that's right.
That's yeah. Scott Lang. See, Scott's, again, I went to school with Scott's. Scott No Mate.
Scott No.
That's
it's good shit.
Oh, God. I had this gig this time last week in Moorabbin in a very similar, again, a converted warehouse.
Yeah.
And there was a woman who, I said, what are your kids' names? Because I'm always interested in kids' names. And she said, Lana. Don't say it backwards. Anal. It's like,
Thanks, Mum.
Don't say it backwards.
Don't say it backwards.
What a catchphrase for
Mum
your kid.
Mum said some shandies.
Hey, this is Lena. Don't say it backwards.
Far out.
But this was
so
this
funny.
Gig, right? And it was similar to tonight, but it was free to get in, right? And
great.
I had done two other gigs that night, and I was knackered, and I got on at 10.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, and it was dark, and a guy heckled me, and he yelled at, sorry for the language, everyone. If you've got kids, don't turn it off now. He said, take off your wig, you bald cunt. And I'm like,
wow.
I said, I don't wear a wig. Anyway, I've got stuff in my hair that I did. Everyone's laughing. It was funny. The first time it was really funny.
Yeah.
And then, because I've got a big head of hair, like you. And then,
oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And then he did it again. He did about 8 times, right? Mm-hmm. And in the end, it was a situation where people were going, shut up, mate, shut up.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was about to go him. And then I thought, oh, something told me just hold back a bit.
Yeah.
You know, hold back a bit. And I just got off. I thought I had a few minutes to go. And I got off and he comes up and he's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And I went, oh.
That is so good.
I know. And
lucky.
I know. Lucky I didn't go.
Do you know the last time I was on the Gold Coast, I did this gig on the side of the highway in near like Dreamworld and all that. I can't remember.
Not the Beanley Tavern. Not Beanley.
No, not Beanley. No, it was, oh, I'm trying to remember. I can't remember where it was. It was just off the highway on the Gold Coast. And it's going fine, but it is like Oakley wraparounds. It's exactly what Timmy was talking about. Like the dog's blaring, pokey's going off, and I'm just trying my hardest, going all right. And then the spotlight just goes, and a person in a wheelchair with a motorized wheelchair had run over the cord, and it just went, and he goes, oh. Sorry. And they plugged it in, waited for it to warm up again.
How can you say it was like that?
Great. I was like, nah, cool, man. Keep running over it. That's the funniest thing that's happened so far.
Oh, my God. And what didn't go well tonight? That's my other question.
What didn't go well? Oh, the Catholic joke bit didn't go well because there was a few grey-haired people.
Oh, yeah.
The grade five.
Yeah.
The grade five bit about, not...
Not loving it.
I think it was kind of teasing Catholics a bit. That's fine. Yeah. I like doing that. I grew up Catholic.
Whatever.
I've got two aunties that are nuns that are Catholic.
Oh, wow, really?
They're the best.
Were any organisational hazards get in the way? Was anything... You know what? That room was very bright.
That room was... It was weird because it was like real yellow. The spotlight was so yellow. It wasn't like a warm yellow. It was like highlighter yellow.
You could see nearly... I reckon the audience could see each other better than we could see the audience.
Yeah.
Because it was quite blinding, that light.
Yeah. I don't know why it was that yellow, though. There's warm yellow, and there's like...
Yeah,
or a cool light. That one was like... Yeah, like highlighter yellow.
And how can we do better next time? Maybe get a different light.
Get a different light.
I don't know. I'd like to eat there, actually. I wouldn't mind having some food. Do you have any food there?
No, I tried to, and they said, oh, the kitchen's just closed.
Oh, what?
Thanks,
you must
mate.
Be starving.
I'm bloody starving.
Don't worry, Nick Cabber's probably cooked a 3-course meal for you at home. In the oven with a bit of alfoil over there.
Not allowed near the kitchen.
Oh, is he a bad cook?
He's fine. He's the messiest man I've ever
Met
in my life. If you ever watch Nick Cabber eat an ice cream, just please do it. It's the best.
Oh, really?
He needs a bib. He's 37. Just watch him eat an ice cream. It's one of the greatest. It's like a car crash.
I'm listening to your voice now because I was saying to you the other day, I've heard your voice on voiceovers now.
Oh, yeah, do some voiceovers.
Yeah, I heard one on the plane the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure you do a wine ad, a wine or something.
Yeah,
it was.
Maybe, I don't know. I can't.
You've got a great Aussie sounding voice.
Yeah, sometimes they say knock the Queensland out of your voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I get real ochre, like just.
No, you got that guy, that great timbre, that deep resonance. That,
yeah, apparently.
That was, kind of like that kind of thing.
Yeah. I've been told that I've got a good voice, which I didn't like. Whatever. That's lovely. And
good
I
teacher's voice too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you'd be a good yeller, because you don't really yell in your stand-up, do you? No, you sing a bit,
really.
But you don't yell.
I don't really yell. Nah. It's too much. Because I look like this as well. If I'm yelling as well, people are like a bit off.
Fuck, the Vikings yelling at us.
Yeah, exactly. Why is he doing that?
All right, well, we'll wrap it up. Now, what have you got coming up? So we'll plug, you're doing the festivals.
Mate,
what are you doing next year?
Can we plug my comedy festival show?
It's so that's in Melbourne?
Melbourne at Cooper's Inn. 7:15, called Teacher, and it's just.
And I reckon you're marketing towards teachers with that title.
Yeah. I'm going for a little.
But hey, we all had our teachers.
Well,
so.
Everyone went to school, so that's the cool. You don't have to be a teacher to get it.
No, it's just school
jokes.
Man, they're so underrated, teachers. They should get paid so much more money.
Well, that's what I'm sort of getting at. That and just the whole. I've got a lot of gripes with the education system. NAPLAN.
Yeah, NAPLAN's fucked.
And the education minister's has never
who is
stepped
it?
Foot in a fucking classroom. So
who is it? Not Birmingham anymore.
There was that dude.
Simon Birmingham for a while, the federal one. Oh, the state one's Molino, isn't it? James Molino.
I think so.
The Victorian one was James Molino, I'm pretty sure.
I just Googled it the other day and he's got like a master's in business or something like that. I'm like, in a classroom, you dickhead. Like,
yeah.
And these people make their decisions for education. Anyway.
Well, we had a bit of... I hang shit on private schools in my act, and there was a guy who sent his kid to Geelong Grammar there tonight.
Great.
And I said, what is he, a surgeon now? And he goes, no, he's working in the bar. That got a huge laugh.
Love that.
He was at boarding school, he said, at Geelong Grammar, which is like one of the most expensive schools.
Oh, that's... Yeah, like one or two... 200 grand.
He was a really nice kid, actually. I tell you what, he's turned out all right. So maybe I'll send my kids there to Geelong Grammar. Right. Now, my kids go to high school, though, like I went to, so it's good enough for me, it's good enough for them.
Public?
Also. Yeah, public school, yeah.
I went private when I was at primary school, and then I went public, and it was great. It was brutal, but it was great.
What school? Oh, there's Marge.
So I was like Our Lady of the Rosary for primary school. Hi, Marge.
Hi, Marge. What's Marge doing? Marge was in the audience.
I went to
How are you?
Hello, Marge. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing.
Looking for Dave.
Well, I don't know where I'm Dave, but you're looking for the other Dave.
The other Dave. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Dave who runs the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We're just doing a podcast recording our thing here. No, it's all right. Oh, you're going to be part of it, Marge.
You're part of it.
We enjoyed that. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marge.
Yeah,
thanks,
very funny.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, so it was good.
There's some feedback.
Enjoyed it.
All right, well, good on you.
Bye. Marge. Bye.
Poor Marge, she probably wondered, what are these two guys sitting in their car for?
Marge, that would be a cool superhero name as well.
Yeah, Marge.
Marge and Carol.
Marge, she was sitting in the gig, she was great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So you're doing, okay, so the comedy festival show, good teacher.
Yes.
So you're just doing Melbourne at this stage?
Just Melbourne. I'm not going to do Adelaide or Perth.
Because, you don't like losing money, you know?
Well, I went all right in Adelaide and Perth, because I did some teacher shows over there last time. But
it
went fine, but yeah.
You should do Brisbane.
Yeah,
you got to be asked to do Brisbane, don't you? Sort of.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's involved.
I'm not sure if I've asked them. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know. I'm just going to do Melbourne this year, and
then you'll have it ready for the other states next year. So that's
exactly
what you can do.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on some scripts for different things as well. So
you're up and about. You do a great rap on Nova. People would know you from Nova in Melbourne anyway. You do a monthly rap.
To the monthly wrap up. Yeah. You were on this week.
Last week as well. Yeah, it was great.
It was great. You've been there a few times. When I've done
I feel in. Sam Pang's work shy, as we say. And as my dad said, he's work shy, that bloke.
He's work shy.
And so he has a lot of Fridays off because of his TV commitments. And I fill in.
Yeah, right.
They are a great crew. That's for people that know, that's Chrissy, Sam Pang, and Brownie.
Yep.
Jonathan Brown, the former.
Chrissy Swan.
Brisbane Lions legend.
He is.
Brownie, mate.
Man, he's Brownie, got the best mate. Voice.
He yeah, he's got a great voice. Voice like
what
that.
A voice.
But he's just got over his hemorrhoids. I mean, he's talked about this publicly.
He's got hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I filled in for a week because he had very bad hemorrhoids after he ran the New York Marathon.
He lost so much weight for
I
that.
Know.
He's a. What a legend. Like,
yeah.
He crushed it.
Yeah.
Crushed that marathon. Tipping.
Hey.
3 hours, 4 days.
It's just us.
Thank
doing
you
a
so
podcast.
Much.
Come here, Dave.
Yeah,
nice
thank
meeting
you.
You.
Yeah,
no worries.
Awesome.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks very, so much, mate.
I kind of missed it.
Oh, well.
I got hijacked with the chef. We got a new chef and just making sure everything was all right.
So is Marge your mum?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a legend.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
Yeah, she's a bit of a local... She's
a local legend.
In Williamstown.
Yeah,
her
right.
Wife,
yeah,
born
right.
and bred in Williamstown. And
great.
Everyone knows mum.
Oh, cool.
That's so good.
No, that's great. It's that's a great awesome. Place.
Yeah.
We're doing everyone go to Mantra. That's what we're selling everyone.
Yeah.
On our podcast we're recording.
Well, we're very open to, you know, obviously doing it again and again.
Yeah, great. Good stuff.
But just have to try and look at how we advertise it, I suppose, and refining that kind of...
Just get bigger, bigger names than us. Get Husey out here.
Husey
will do it.
He'll do it.
He'll draw a crown.
Yeah.
For sure.
Everyone said, I missed your thing, but... Everyone said you were awesome.
Oh, there we go.
Great, there you
great.
Go.
There you go. That was good fun.
Yeah, very
great.
Yeah.
Oh, great, Dave. Well, good luck with everything.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Good luck with everything.
No, thank you.
Great. Thanks, mate.
It was good. First ever.
Yeah, it's great.
Show here. So,
that's awesome.
In 2 years, you know, that we've been open. So
beautiful.
And we had a lot of local people coming.
Yeah, it's good. That's what you want. Get them in. Get him involved.
Quite a few artists that actually play here in bands.
Yeah,
and stuff,
they said that.
Great.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's great.
Great.
Yeah,
so
they really support this place. So it can build. It can be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But hospitality. If anyone said to me, you know, I want to start a restaurant, and
don't do it. Right here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bloody hard work.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Dave. Where's your car, Ben?
Just around the corner.
Oh, I better drop him off.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Good to see you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Thank you, mate.
Stay safe.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers, mate.
No worries at all.
Thanks,
see you again.
Have a good one.
Cheers.
There's Dave, the owner of the venue there.
Is he the owner, is he?
Yeah, him and another woman. Anyway, I kept saying we're doing a podcast, but I don't think...
Yeah, he didn't get that. I don't think he knew what a podcast was.
Marge
knew. Yeah, Marge was all over.
His mum knew what a podcast was. Anyway, if you're in Yarraville, it is a great venue to go and check out.
It is fantastic.
And the food apparently is really good.
And I'm right here. Oh, put your seatbelt on.
Oh, something's going on. Oh, yeah, seatbelt.
I'm right here.
Good work.
Little red, little red Corolla.
How do you fit in that?
The Corolla's Royce.
Look at that. Well, Ben,
beautiful.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you,
go and see
mate.
Him.
Thanks for having me, bud.
Well worth seeing Ben Knight. Ben Knight, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, mate.